The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation and production. Visit our website at cspn.us for more episodes of the Gridiron Gals. And while you're there, click on the Keep Our Podcast Free link and shop at our sponsors, such as Blue Apron, gourmet meals and fresh ingredients delivered right to your door to keep our podcast free for you. You can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the store, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money moves. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money moves. Hello everyone, it is the Gridiron Gals podcast. Of course I am Rita, the NFL chick.
Hey everybody, it's Chelsea, aka Chelsea is Right.
And it's Super Bowl week. And, you know, finally we got two teams that are going to compete down to one, and the Patriots and the Eagles. And so here we are. You know, we didn't get with you guys during divisionals and during championship weekend, but you know, we're here to make up for that, I think.
Mm-hmm. We'll tell you how we got to this point.
Right. So, yeah, we'll get right into it. So let's start with the divisional week because we didn't do our podcast that weekend. But, you know, we still need to talk about it briefly. Steelers and Jags. Did you have any thoughts from that, Charles, and I'll counter?
So Steelers and Jags. Well, it seems like the Jags ran away with that game right away. And the Steelers could not figure out how to come back all the way. I mean, they came back some of the way, but they couldn't figure out how to come back all the way. They couldn't figure out how to capitalize on some of Jaguars' mistakes. And they made some bonehead decisions late in the game that I think pretty much cost them the game, being kind of cute, you know. So, you know, and see, things like that entertain me because I just want to see what Jalen Ramsey has to say about that. Yeah. Because he was like, yeah, well, we beat y'all one time before. Who's to say we won't beat y'all again? I was like, talk your shit. Mm-hmm. So that made me happy. That made me happy to see things like that. But I honestly was kind of surprised. I really can say that I was kind of surprised that the Steelers didn't take care of that game, especially since I thought that the Steelers had a better chance against the Patriots.
I don't know. The Steelers to me have not done anything against the Patriots for me to go with that. I don't know the last time that they've beaten the mm-hmm. Patriots with Tom Brady or without him for that matter. So I don't know how I feel about that. I thought that Jacksonville would be a good matchup for New England because of that defense and that run game. But, you know, the Steelers were down 14-0 and then you turn around, it was 28-7 by the half. Mm-hmm. You knew that they were going to come back in some way, but they were just never able to get a lead. And, you know, the Jaguars, in spite of Blake Bortles, who had a good game that weekend, advanced to the AFC Championship, and deservingly so. And so the Steelers have a problem now because I believe they go into the offseason with about 20 guys that they need to be concerned about. So this was probably the year that they really wanted to get it together. Remember, Le'Veon Bell was late. And then he was talking about he wanted his money. So we already know that's the situation they got to deal with. And then they got other players that's up for, you know, on contract. So, you know, I do feel like that they might have missed out on that opportunity. And remember also, Todd Haley no longer is the offensive coordinator for Steelers. So they're coming in 2018 with a new guy that's running the offense. So, you know, I thought that the Jags did their part. They talked that talk. They walked that walk.
They sure did.
And, you know, I think the last time that the Steelers lost to a team at home in the regular season and at home in the playoffs was the Jags 10 years ago in 2007.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. So they got that number.
Yeah. Yeah. So that back then was David Garrard. Now you got Blake Bortles. So, you know, hey, I think they're the only team that's done that against the Steelers. So
I forgot all about David Garrard.
Yeah, wow. So as a Ravens fan, you know, I'm happy. I mean, we got the same amount of playoff wins in this postseason, baby. So one of the better games, if not the best game of that weekend, or maybe the entire playoffs, was Vikings-Saints. Saints was down 17-0. Come back, next thing you know, it's a 21-20 Saints game. Eventually goes to 24-23 game, and then, you know, the magic happens at the end. So, Chels, what was your take on that game and that finish.
So I guess my thing is, you know, you play the game to the end of the game. You play to the zeros on. And that is what Minnesota did. They played down to the zeros. So just to, you know, brief recap, you know, the Saints tied the game up, and what Minnesota would have needed to do is go down and get a field goal. I think they were down by two. Mm-hmm. And they would have needed to go back down to get a field goal. They got the ball back with 25 seconds. The Saints were already celebrating. The Saints fans on Twitter were already celebrating. Sean Payton was doing the skull chant, uh-huh, or whatever. He was mocking and doing the skull chant. And, you know, people did not trust. What's his name? I'm drawing a blank on the Case Keenum. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Yeah, people did not trust Case Keenum. Everybody was relaxed. I was like, oh, Lord, Drew Brees. Okay. And then something happened, and it was very, very strange. Case Keenum found Stephon Diggs, and I thought Stephon Diggs was heading out of bounds. Mm-hmm. Now, that catch would have put them in field goal range.
Right.
Remember, all they needed was a field goal. That catch would have put them in field goal range. And I said, here we go. 14 seconds left. Y'all in field goal range. But some reason the quarterback for what's his name? Marcus somebody?
Williams. Uh-huh.
Williams, Marcus Williams. I'm not sure what kind of move he made, but he let Stephon get away from him. And Stephon ran that thing in for a touchdown. And I screamed and ran all over this house. I was texting and on the phone with my 9-month pregnant sister at the time. We were both hollering. She said the baby was jumping. I was like, I cannot believe I just saw that.
Yeah, but, you know, I think that I think he did an interview, and I think he said that he thought that he might have got it there a little early. Mm-hmm. So the last thing he wanted to do was to get the PI.
Right.
So he kind of whiffed on it a little bit, and just thought that he would kind of get out of bounds. Well, remember, when he does that, he kind of knocks his own guy out,
mm-hmm,
in the process. And he, you know, kind of, and that's how Stephon Diggs is literally free. And so, you know, it was a terrible play. I understand if it's explained to me that way, I get it, because the rules of the NFL are just so harsh on defenders. They really don't know how to be able to defend properly without a flag.
Especially DBs. They don't even know what to do these days.
Exactly. And so I think one of the questions we were going to discuss was, you know, should he feel bad forever about it? And my take on that is no. I mean, I think in the series before, or two series before, he had an interception,
mm-hmm,
In the game.
He did. And he kept him in the game.
Yeah, he kept him in the game. And so, you know, and he had a solid rookie season. I don't even know if I want to call it a rookie mistake. If he thought that he got there a little too soon, maybe that's a veteran move, but, you know, a rookie play per se.
A rookie play.
So, yeah.
And he's one of the top rookies. He's had, like, I think he got that game would have made his 6th interception.
Yeah.
For the year as a rookie, that's pretty good.
Absolutely.
So, I saw the ignorance. I saw people.
I mean, we're going to get them jokes.
I ain't talking about the jokes. I'm talking about the death threats.
Oh, well, that's.
You know, I'm talking about, yeah, he was getting all of that kind of stuff. But you know what? You live to fight another day. Nobody feels worse about that than he does. You know, so you live to fight another day. So I think that he goes back out there and is a good cornerback next year, too.
You know, my thing that I say to anybody in media or Saints fans or whoever, you know, I challenge that, you know, they're not in that position if they're not down 17-0 by half.
There you go.
So I know that that one play was super dramatic, and I get it. Like, I know that we only remember the last play. I get that part of it. But there was 3.9 other quarters that were played, and the Saints played poorly until the second half.
Mm-hmm. So, it's just like relying on your kicker. Absolutely. Don't put the kicker in that position. The kicker should be chilling at all times. They shouldn't be stressed out. So if you put that's what Minnesota was about to do. Minnesota was going to put their playoff future in the hands of their kicker.
And luckily they didn't have to, right?
Didn't have to.
You know, it worked out in their favor. However, you know, we just can't overlook that. And I know everybody, you know, is going to get them jokes, because I got my jokes off too. But at the end of the day, you know, that young man played well, and, you know, his offense let him down for a good portion of the game. And yep. I'm just not going to ignore that. Patriots and Titans, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't remember much about that game. I mean, I was bored out of my mind.
I don't remember much either, because I already knew. I was like, is this worth me watching? At one point, I thought the Titans were at least going to make things entertaining, and then it just got ridiculous. So we don't need to waste our time with that.
The only thing I need to waste my time on is me saying, I think I said on the podcast prior that I thought that they were going to keep it within 10 points, and yeah, that didn't happen. So I suck at that. And then Eagles and Falcons, we saw how that ended. I have no idea what your guy that used to be the offensive whatever at Bama called himself doing at the end of that game for the Falcons on offense. Sorry.
Drinking bourbon.
Nope.
Oh, drinking bourbon.
Doing up in the booth.
Drinking bourbon.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's what he was doing.
The play call was, it did look like that somebody who was drinking bourbon made that call.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's because it was. That's what he was doing. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I was just like, oh, you're just going to pass that man along. That man that got fired for being a drunk. What you think he was doing up there?
I have no idea.
See, and you know, when you do alcohol and drugs on a high level, you know, you kill those brain cells. They don't come back.
Yep.
Your thought processes are no longer the same. And so that's what we can say about him.
You're right.
Because I don't know what he was doing.
You're absolutely right.
Besides ruining my damn weekend, got the Eagles up here in the Super Bowl.
Are you upset?
Yes.
Don't be up. Well, then again, you're a Cowboys fan. I completely
Let me feel this way.
I completely get why you'd be upset about that. And so, you know, the first half, you kind of thought that the Falcons kind of were going to kind of roll with it. And then in the second half, Nick Foles got the ball rolling a little bit. And so the Falcons, you know, they couldn't pull it off. But
and the Falcons are not a come from behind team. They're not a come from behind team. So they got to beat you flat out.
What was that? What did Julio do at the end, man? What was that? I mean, granted, I know that his foot wouldn't have been in bounds anyway, but you just let that ball go straight through your hands like that? I thought you were supposed to be the best wide receiver in the game.
Hey, that might have been the third one he did that way for that game, though.
You're right.
He must be hurt again. I mean, because that was not very Julio-esque.
I don't know what's going on with him. I just know this year has not been the kind of year that he would have liked to have had.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I hope he gets it together at some point. All right. So, you know, did anybody you feel like blew it out of those four games? Did anybody have
the Saints?
The Saints definitely blew it. The Saints definitely blew it.
The Falcons.
Falcons blew it, but I think the Saints definitely blew
the
it.
The Saints really blew it. Like, the Saints just really just shot themselves in the foot with a machine gun.
Hell yeah. Definitely. Who had the most surprising win? I guess the Vikings, right?
Well, yeah. Well, okay, so do we think of surprising as in, like, theatrical? Then yes. If we think of surprising, like, I didn't think that they would beat them, I would say the Jags beating the Steelers.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the Vikings, because I really thought that the Saints was going to win even before the game started. Like, okay. I thought they would win.
Yeah.
You know, it was a toss-up for me in terms of what the Steelers and Jags was going to do. I wasn't super ready to jump on the Steelers bandwagon, and that could be because of my loyalties, but I just felt some type of way because that defense is so good.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, let's talk about that, because Jalen Ramsey obviously is one of the best players in the National Football League right now. And he's just been a breath of fresh air in terms of the way he talks trash and, you know, just how he plays. I mean, is he currently like, do you think that Jalen Ramsey is like the caricature for the NFL at this moment?
Yeah, like, I'm enjoying him, and it reminds me of, like, back in the day, and I guess when we had less social media and more, like, everybody looking for that camera time, like,
yeah,
like the Deion Sanders and, you know, and the Ocho Cincos and things like that. Like, excuse me, he reminds me of that. Like, he's always good for a soundbite. He's a good shit talker. Everybody likes a good shit talker.
Love him.
Everybody likes a good shit talker, so especially one that can back it up. So, you know, yeah, we know he didn't go as far as we had wanted him to, but he's someone that can back it up. Like, he's pretty damn good. So when you have that going on, and you have that kind of sassy, he is so sassy.
Yes, I love that.
You know, that's been entertaining. And I don't ever change Jalen Ramsey. Don't ever change.
I agree. I don't want him to, you know, do anything different. I encourage guys like Jalen Ramsey and potentially Baker Mayfield to come in and just kind of give the NFL some that competitive spirit, you know what I mean? And just be, you know, all over the place and talk all your shit, you know?
Talk your shit. Even when you lose, talk your shit.
Damn right. Talk.
Because he lost. He was like, what we got to say? We took an L. I said,
I love it. I love it. I'm just like, yeah, I love it. So I want more guys to be like that. I just think it's so fun. I can't
explain. Yeah, let's have some fun.
Yes, I love it. All right, so we obviously go to the championship weekend in which the Jags play the Patriots. And, you know, the Jags did what the best that they could do. But personally, I felt like Blake Bortles he managed the game well. But I do feel like he turned into a game manager, and when they needed to put their foot on the gas, they got conservative. And I believe that that was because of the quarterback position, which allowed New England to come back and finally win that football game. Your thoughts?
I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, it just became too much at one time. Once the Pats started running, like, again, Jags are not a come from behind team.
Yeah.
They're not a come-from-behind team. Their defense was on the field way too long.
Yeah.
They were winded. They were missing tackles, all kinds of stuff. Like, the offense set them up. The offense played them. And the Patriots are just way too much to handle. I mean, it was like taking candy from a baby. The Patriots have been there, you know, 8, 9, 100 times.
A billion.
It was nothing. It was nothing for them.
Yeah, it was odd to me the way that the Jags came out in the third quarter, how conservative they were. I mean, they ran the ball and, you know, got some three and outs going on and just didn't really, you know, capitalize off of the momentum that they had. Also, they go into halftime at 55 seconds, and I couldn't understand that. Like, I get that you were in your opponent's territory, so you didn't want to make any crucial mistakes. But that, to me, again, says that you don't trust the quarterback position, and so you're not going to take the risk of turning the ball over and giving them the lead going into the half. And so I just think in a championship game, you can't be conservative that way. It's go hard or go home. I would much rather my team go home being aggressive than going home
being conservative. Absolutely. Because you can't take nothing with you when you go.
That's right.
Take nothing with you.
So, you know, the one thing that I can recall and when the Ravens played the Patriots was when they came out in the second half, they got aggressive, and that was what won them the football game that led them to the Super Bowl. And I feel like the Jags in the fourth quarter realized that, okay, we're in deep doo-doo, and they tried to make up for it, but by then it was
too late. Mm-mm.
And so you just can't do that. You got to keep your foot on their neck.
At all times. Don't ever give up.
All times. And that's what happened. And, you know, you take Gronk out the game and you still lose, you a bunch of motherfucking losers. I don't care what nobody says.
Gronk left out the game. They ain't miss a beat.
A beat. Okay. Gronk ain't even know what day it was, and you motherfuckers still ain't win that football game. You should be ashamed of yourself. Minnesota versus Philly was not watchable for me.
No, that wasn't watchable. That was called a waste of time.
What the hell happened to Minnesota?
They were drunk off that other win, and they just got it twisted. They must have been drunk off the other win. They were still at the party. Oh. I was like, oh. I mean, and Philly just laid it on them and never let off the gas. I said, God dog it.
I mean, Philly came out smoking hot.
Man, okay. Please. I was like, I ain't never seen no shit like this. This here is a team. Nick Foles slinging. Like, I was thinking, I was like, what would they have done if Carson Wentz had been playing?
Oh, my God.
Carson Wentz might have dropped 75 on Minnesota.
Can we talk about this for a hot second? You know, I understand that Nick Foles has taken his team to a Super Bowl, but I saw someone, I think Lawrence Tynes from the Giants, said that if they win, it's going to be a problem. It ain't no damn problem. Carson Wentz is the quarterback of that team. Nick Foles is the backup, and he will
please stop saying dumb shit. Else. Everybody needs to stop saying dumb shit.
Please.
Don't say dumb stuff.
We don't want to hear it.
Mm-mm.
That's the
controversy. Please. Nick Foles is doing a spectacular job. Awesome job. Who got them to the Super Bowl?
I mean, aside from the playoffs, Nick Foles came in on that first game after the Wentz injury and played well. And then he shitted the pot the next couple of games until you know, they actually played in the playoffs. So let's not act like he came in and lit it up for four straight weeks. That ain't what happened.
Right.
And I want people to remember that. Like, he pretty much struggled the last few games in the regular season and then finally, and in the first half of the Falcons game. Let's not forget those things.
Right. Good coaching can do that, right? Yeah. And then what if we had asked, what if the playoffs were five games, best of five series or something like that? What would Nick Foles have done? Now, we're not taking anything away from him, but Carson Wentz, he is not.
Correct.
And they know that. It ain't no controversy. Only thing that's going to happen is Nick Foles going to be starting for somebody next year.
That's the only difference. And it ain't going to be Philly.
It's not going to be Philly.
No, it ain't going to be Philly. They got their future. They're not getting ready to put their future on Nick Foles. Get the fuck out of here, man. All right. So, with that said, you have the Patriots and the Eagles. Me being in the AFC and the Patriots being our rival, although we're not in the same division, it's still, I think, a heated rival between the two. And then, of course, you, the Dallas Cowboy fan, having to deal with Philadelphia being in the Super Bowl because they are in the NFC East. So, who are you picking to win the Super Bowl?
I have learned to never, ever, ever pick against the Patriots unless they are playing the Giants. I'm going to pick the Patriots to win this game. One, I would like, let me just be clear. I would like both teams to lose. I would like a meteor to fall in the middle of the stadium. and no injuries. I don't want any injuries, but everybody lose.
Yeah.
But I cannot stomach a Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl win. I may physically be ill. I know eventually it's going to happen. Like, I already know.
Ill.
Huh? Physically ill. I might call an ambulance. I might get myself medevaced out of my house.
Oh, my God. Are you
like, kidding? If the Philly wins the Super Bowl, I'm going to go to the roof of my condo building, and I'm going to call 911 and say, tell a helicopter to come get me up off this roof.
Because you know somebody's going to try to hold you to it.
They're going to tell me to put it on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I ain't going to make it. I can't take it. They've been so happy these last 2 weeks. I can't stand it.
You can't stand their happiness,
I can't stand it. Oh, no. I don't want them to be happy.
That's so petty. I love it. Oh, man. That's so great.
Yeah. I can't stand it. Like, and so looking at this, I'm tired of the Patriots winning. But, you know, the Patriots are legit good. I want Philadelphia to go to the Super Bowl and get their heart broken.
That's hilarious. Mm-hmm. I love it.
I want them to lose by 1 point.
That would be devastating. That would be so heartbreaking.
Ain't that terrible?
You're terrible.
Kelly, if you're listening to this, I don't care. That's Kelly, one of my followers. I follow her. She's a big Eagles fan. And so, Kelly, I don't care. I hope y'all lose by 1 point.
Oh, Jesus. And then you're going to tell somebody specifically.
Specifically.
Oh, Kelly comes and whips your ass. I swear to God. All right. So I'm going to go with the Patriots as well, but not for the same reasons as you. I mean, other than the fact that you did say you learned not to root against the vote, you know, pick against them. And, you know, I mean, I can't pick against them with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady on the helm. I mean, every time I try to pick against them, they make me look stupid. I'm not gonna look stupid anymore. If the Eagles win, okay, great, but I won't look stupid because, you know, not that many people outside of Philly are expecting the Eagles to win.
Right.
So I don't have disdain for the Eagles like you do, of course. I mean, if they do, good for them. You know, I don't care, but, you know, I personally would like to see some new blood. I understand for your sake why you wouldn't, but I just can't. I'm not going to be the one to do that and pick against them because, you know, it's New England at this point. They're one Super Bowl away from tying the league with the most Super Bowls. So I'm just not going to do it. I refuse to do it, and you can't make me do it. And that's just kind of where I'm going with that. And so, you know, that's our predictions for that. Let's talk about some things that has happened in recent memory. And so, if you haven't heard by now,
the Washington Climb Redskins, from underneath that rock you've been under.
The Washington Redskins had pulled the Kim Kardashian on the State of the Union last night. So while y'all's president was talking about a whole bunch of shit that he don't know because he was talking on the teleprompter, Adam Schefter comes out of the blue and says, oh, hello, everyone. Alex Smith was traded. Alex Smith of the Kansas City Chiefs, that is, was traded to the Washington Redskins for a third-round pick. And Kendall Fuller, cornerback, who played very well, by the way.
Extremely well.
In addition to that, they re-signed him. They extended his deal, his contract to 4 years, guaranteeing Mr. Alex Smith $71 million. If you guys don't remember, Mr. Alex Smith came in the same draft. He was the number one overall pick along with in the same draft as Aaron Rodgers in the 2005 draft. So 2018 makes his 14th NFL season.
Hold fast. Hold up. He is that old?
Yes.
Shit, I did not know that.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, goodness. Time flies. Yes. I remember seeing Aaron Rodgers still sitting at that table.
Sitting in there mad.
Mad.
Yeah. That happened.
My goodness. Y'all done paid that man $94 million, $71 million guaranteed, and he is 35. What in the world?
Yep. That happened. So, yeah.
Washington, yeah. Never change.
He's been in the league quite some time, guys.
But look here, Rita. Let me tell you, see y'all. Rita goes to bed at the grandmama hours.
I was not asleep when this happened. I was.
Oh, sorry. Watching, you were what?
I was not
documentaries.
And I was watching documentaries, so I had my phone off, so I missed the initial announcement.
She missed it, but let me tell you, if and you guys listening, you know, Twitter was a Def Comedy Jam in 1993.
Yeah. A hot mess.
It was so hilarious. Even Robert Griffin III had to get in on it, making his little passive-aggressive comments and saying, oh, somehow they're going to blame this on me and all kinds of stuff. But the sad thing is that Kyle Fuller didn't know that he was traded. And at first he was like, y'all, stop to add me. I didn't get traded.
Yeah.
And then later on, we saw Josh Norman come up and was like, you know, this is my dude, you know. You know, giving him all of these accolades. And then finally, he was like, that feeling when you find out that you've been traded on Twitter, it was like 12 o'clock in the morning. And he did the little Homer Simpson get fading into the bushes. And I'm like, y'all couldn't even let that man know that he was going somewhere else.
I felt so bad for Kendall. I really did.
I meant to say Kendall. Sorry.
No, we know. But yeah, I felt so bad for that young man. I do think that that's a horrible way to find out.
Yeah.
Or any type of move being made, you know. And so, luckily for him, he was a good spirit about it. But honestly, he didn't have to be. And if I were him, I wouldn't have. Because fuck that. Y'all could have called me and told me, hey, by the way, we're just letting you know before it gets out that we're going to trade you. So that was really fucked up.
No, but they text Ian Rappaport first. Y'all text Ian Rappaport first.
Before you could text that man.
Yeah, come on.
Trash. And do better. Oh, give him that courtesy of saying, hey, we're trading you. So with that said, where does Kirk Cousins go? Because obviously that contract means that they
and Kirk Cousins, I think he had an idea. I'm sorry to cut you off, Rita, but I think he had an idea he had an interview with Adam Schein, and he was kind of saying, like, he kind of alluded to him not being in Washington anymore. So I don't think that he thought that Alex Smith, I don't think he thought it was going to happen like that. I don't think he thought that Alex Smith was going to come in like a thief in the night, and then all of a sudden he's the biggest free agent out there. But he knew that his time in Washington was over. So you know what? Somebody's going to pay him a whole lot of money, too.
Yeah. So the projections are already out there. The Browns, Jets, the Broncos. The Broncos seem to be the likely spot. Obviously, you got that great defense. And then you have Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas, although apparently one of them could allegedly be on the chopping block. But you still got decent skill set players, and then they could probably get something in the draft. So,
right.
You know, it'd be interesting to see what happens. It's ironic because apparently, if you haven't heard, if you're listening, you know, Kirk Cousins' agent went to Washington 2 years ago and asked for a deal similar to the one that Alex Smith got. Actually, it was a little bit less guaranteed. It was less guaranteed money, and it was a four-year deal, and the Redskins said no, and then they turned around and essentially gave a much older dude
That same money.
And they the same dude. I mean, literally,
They the same dude.
And
check down Alex Smith. That's my new nickname for him.
What is it?
The Chocolate City check down. the Chocolate City Checkdown.
Chocolate City Checkdown. Oh my gosh. Mind you, Alex Smith has twice been, you know, traded or sent away because they found somebody to replace him. So that says a lot about Alex Smith. Although he did have a good 2017.
Did you? You need to be specific when you say that.
What?
Twice he's been replaced by a member of the DeBarge family.
Okay.
We're being bad, y'all. But no, like, yo, he probably, if I was him, I'd be like, look, what? I put it in my clause that I get an extra bonus if I get replaced by some light-skinned dude, because that's what keep happening.
Yeah. No, I mean, I just, you know, if you're Alex Smith, obviously, you just got paid, so you really don't give a damn about that part of it. But, you know, at the same time, I don't know. How do you feel about, you know, keep getting traded because they want to bring up somebody that they consider to be better than you, essentially? Mm-hmm. That's what it is, you know?
Yep.
Cap took his team to a Super Bowl. Obviously, they lost, but he took them there nonetheless.
And yeah.
We don't know what Mahomes is going to do because, you know, the season hasn't started yet, but you saw the potential with him in 17 against the Broncos. And so,
right.
You know, somebody made a valid point that every quarterback that Andy Reid has traded has essentially done nothing after they got traded. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting.
Oh, Andy.
Andy said, I like what I saw from that young man. I'm going to go ahead and get rid of him right now.
Right now. Get me something fresh and new.
Right now, because we know if Alex Smith don't have his tight end, just might as well just hang it up because they ain't winning that football game that day.
And by his tight end, we talking about Jordan Reed. And how many straight games has he ever played in his NFL
luck.
Career?
Good luck.
And no shade to Jordan Reed because I like that kid a lot. And he is burned the hell out of my Cowboys. But that dude is hurt a lot.
Yeah, yeah. So that if Jordan Reed isn't playing, which we know at some point he won't. Alex Smith is in trouble. So good luck with that, Redskins fans.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how this goes. All right. Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday. We already made our picks.
Yep. We got a special pick that I need to add. I got a text message from one of our former guests, Philip Tanner.
Okay.
And he says, I'm gonna read you guys exactly what he said. He said, tell my queen I said hello. He's talking to Rita. and he said, black power to all.
Okay.
And oh yeah, Brady will win, even though I still dislike him.
Well, that sounds right. I think that's consensus
fair.
Of
yeah.
most people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't like him, but you know, I mean, you can't deny his greatness. So you just kind of got to roll with it, unfortunately, until he decides that, you know, he don't want to play no more. So,
mm-hmm. There. I mean, that man's about to be 40. Go sit down.
I thought he was 40.
He is 40. That's right. He is 40.
Yeah, I think he's like about to be 41 somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
So who do you have? Yeah, Tom is 40. He'll be 41 in August. So where are you going to watch the games this weekend?
Oh, where am I going? So I never really know what I'm doing on Super Bowl Sunday until it gets here like 2 hours before the game. I typically would go to Parlay, which, you know, that's my favorite watering hole. However, I have a sneaky suspicion that there will be a plethora of Eagles fans there, and I cannot do it. Because then I would have to get, no, I can't do it. No. For those of you that are in the DC area and know that area down in there, like Adams Morgan area, there are two Philly bars that are right around Parlay. I can't do it. It's going to be fights. It's going to be mayhem out there. I can't do that. So really, I don't know. I honestly don't know. We'll have to see.
I have not been invited to a Super Bowl party, and this is like the first time in my recent memory that I feel like I haven't been invited to one. Now, I don't know if that means.
Oh, no.
I don't know if that means that I'm played out in these streets and nobody wants me there, or if it's just that people don't care because, once again, the Patriots are in the Super Bowl. So
no, that might be it. People might be tired of it.
I mean, folks ain't having Super Bowl parties, to my knowledge, because I'm like, where the damn parties at? And so I'm confused, man. I have not gotten one invitation to a Super Bowl party. My feelings is kind of hurt, but maybe it's not hurt because y'all just don't want to do a Super Bowl party because y'all hate Brady so much. So I don't know. I'm going to go with the latter just to make my ego feel a little bit better about the situation.
So y'all, if y'all know what our Twitter handle is and all of that, y'all can invite us to y'all Super Bowl
exactly.
party. Don't be stingy.
Exactly. And we
don't be stingy.
We bring ice.
We bring cups and stuff. Shoot.
We bring ice and club soda. I mean, as long as you got the, you know, open bar and all the food, we got ice and club soda, okay? Mm-hmm. I want everyone to have a great Super Bowl Sunday. Don't drink and drive. I think that that's the most important thing, because Super Bowl is stressful. And you will start drinking, and you will get lit, and then you will try to go home because you got to go to work the next day. Any final thoughts, Charles?
I don't have any. I think I said all that I have to say. I just really hope that the Eagles lose this weekend. But I really want both of them to lose. Like, I really can't stand it either way, but I really just want I'm sorry, this sounds psychotic, and maybe I need therapy or something, but I just want them to have a bad day just because. So, yeah, that's my... That's my final thought. Please let Philly lose this weekend.
If we could end in a tie, I'm sure we both would be okay with that.
Man, I wanted a blackout. Like a blackout in the game. Whole game got to be over and they just say, that's it. No, because if they end in a tie, would they give a win to both teams? Ugh.
No. Uh-uh. Somebody got to win.
Somebody got to win. Toss a coin or something. Gotta win. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, we hope everyone enjoys this dreadful Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah. You don't have any,
No, I'm done.
Okay.
No, I'm done.
You're not as invested in this as I am, right?
Nah, I'm done. As long as the Patriots are in it, I'm always going to be checked out. So,
okay. Okay.
Enjoy your
Super Bowl Sunday. We'll be back.
So don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now. I make money moves. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss who a worker bitch. I make bloody moves. Bloody moves. Bloody moves.